holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Did you know there are over 10,000 wine grape varieties worldwide? Here's to thousands of gift possibilities.
My go-to holiday wine is Chardonnay. I love it with turkey and potatoes. Pile on the gravy.
Let me show you our more than 8,000 party-perfect wines that are in your budget and out of this world.
Whether you're entertaining or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection with you this holiday. Now offering same-day delivery at TotalWine.com. Cheers!
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy, the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our Best Deal of the Year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Meaningless Activity. The weather is beautiful here in South Arcadia, and we continue our summer of superheroes. Water's good today. We're going to talk about Doom Patrol, which, apparently they're calling it a spinoff of Titans, which we talked about last week. However... despite sharing characters and actors with Titans, it is officially not connected to that series and occupies a completely separate continuity. I don't know why, but it does. The show, you know how the weird things always do well in this day and age. The Rotten Tomatoes score, the series hold a 95% approval rating, but that's only based on 37 reviews, with an average of 7.84. IGN rated the series an 8.5 out of 10. Quote, Doom Patrol is the best reason yet to sign up for DC's streaming service. Doom Patrol offers a wicked sense of humor with heart, wit, and tragedy to spare. The cast works incredibly well to form an entertaining, dysfunctional family. End quote. I think, like with Titans, you thought it was going to be, it would have a family dynamic. But they just met. They just met each other. Where that series takes off. However, Doom Patrol, they've known each other for, 100 years. I think the show was very slow. The characters were interesting enough to keep it going, to keep me watching. However, pacing, similar to Titans, way too slow. Way too slow. When you do a show with powered individuals... it's not just enough to have one of them use their powers per episode. And, that changed a lot throughout. And so did the characters. Not just abilities-wise, but emotionally, we saw some of the best evolution of characters I've seen on TV in a long time, actually. And it kind of helps because the characters are so complex, specifically emotionally. These are extremely dysfunctional people in an extremely unique set of circumstances. And the twist at the end was, with Niles, was good. It was good. It was very interesting. And I think the show wouldn't have been as good as it was if it wasn't for Alan Tudyk. And I don't know if it's just because I'm a brown coat deep down, but he made the show so much more interesting. And, you know, Mr. Nobody is not a character that people run to in their heads. I mean, he's not like, oh, you know, I'd really like to see Mr. Nobody in a TV show. You know, Mr. Nobody is, you know, is birthed in 1989, and the character is really out there. But, you know, when Grant Morrison took over Doom Patrol, and he took Eric Morden, which was, you know, that's his first name, his first real name. You know, he took this character from the Brotherhood of Evil, which was back in the 60s. And when Grant Morrison took that character, he gave Morden so much more. And gave the character so much, well, not just power in general, really. And, you know, I think actually when, you know, the show is a Grant Morrison show, and it feels like it, and it sounds like it, and it wouldn't have been the same without his performance of Mr. Nobody. What makes a good show is the villain. What makes a good show? We didn't talk about it on the Titans episode, but, you know, was the nuclear family a huge part of that show? Nah, not really. But it wasn't the primary villain. You can have two different ways. You can have a villain who's very in your face, and you can have a villain who lurks in the shadows and pulls strings. And then at the very end, you know, you find out there's really more than one villain. And people you thought that were good were not necessarily good, or they were involved in things that you didn't really know they were involved in. Without getting any kind of, you know, thing away. So casting for the show, I thought was really well done. I mean, you know, when you have Doom Patrol, there's a lot more members, in my mind, as a comic book reader, than Crazy Jane and Robot and Elastawoman and the Negative Man. So I felt like they tried to, you know, there's a lot of Easter eggs in the show. One of the, you know, the oddest choices for me was to have Cyborg in the Doom Patrol. I thought it was going to be more of a, they were going to do like a Titans East kind of thing with it. But, you know, they decided to go with Cyborg, which is actually a bold choice, just because Cyborg on screen hasn't, besides, you know, big budget Hollywood films, hasn't necessarily translated very well. But, you know, in animation he looks great, but, you know, kind of taking a risk there, doing a live action Cyborg without a huge budget. But I think they did fine. I mean, if this is some a young version, established, but a young Victor Stone who has not, you know, really found himself yet. He doesn't really know who he is, you know. I think Jovian Wade did a good job with what he had, you know. He, you know, I've recognized him from Riggsy from Doctor Who. So I enjoy seeing actors again, and I had that with him. I think that obviously another Doctor Who alumnus, which with Timothy Dalton being in the show, that's another big thing. See, when you're like when you're a Whovian deep down, you don't, you know, you like seeing people from the series, and they all did an excellent job. They really did. But the writing was slow, but great. It was very Doom Patrol. The ending was very Doom Patrol. And I haven't read a lot of 60s Doom Patrol, but I have read a lot of 90s Doom Patrol. And I definitely felt that this was a attempt at bringing some of the oddest characters to the small screen. You know, I mean, the episodes were pretty nutso on most accounts. And, you know, you sat through it. You laughed, you cried, there was a lot of emotions. And I think emotions are good when dealing with shows like this, because not all comic book shows care really about emotion. Next week I'm going to talk about The Umbrella Academy, which had less emotion, bigger budget, better effects. But I still think Doom Patrol was, in a way, better. Because, I mean, I got a more of the spectrum, right? I think the Larry Trainor's character, I mean, extremely complex. He's dealing with all kinds of different things. And not just that, he has no real control over the spirit inside of him until later in the series. I think Rita Farr has probably one of the most emotional backstories, even though when I go through the others, it's just as bad. Elastawoman has had a pretty hard life, and emotionally she's not able to keep herself together, and therefore physically she can't keep herself together. Cyborg has a pretty traumatic backstory, but, you know, it's not as not as real as we think it is. I think that Cliff Steele, Brendan Fraser doing an excellent job for the voice, and then Riley Shanahan with all the expressions in an expressionless face, to have a character that is as funny and as full of emotion as he is, to be in a robotic body, was done really well. And I think that the most emotion with any character would be with Crazy Jane, who, you know, I mean, has all these personalities inside of her she can't control. They come out as needed. And I think that Diane Guerrero did, you know, a great job. You know, she's coming off of Jane the Virgin and Orange is the New Black. So she's got the acting chops, especially in Orange is the New Black, and she plays a totally different character than Crazy Jane. But she was able to pull off every version of Jane that was inside her, and they all had unique personalities and mannerisms. It was excellent. So, did I like this show more than Titans? Yes, I did. Am I looking forward to another season of this show more than Titans? Yes, I am. Is it because they had a little bit more money to spend? Maybe. We had a little bit more, a little bit better names in this as far as actors go, which maybe helped, maybe didn't. I don't really know. I just know that it was a good show, and I look forward to more. So, plenty of Easter eggs for those of you that know your comic book characters, even the obscure. It's good to see Flex Mentallo, just because I associate him very heavily with Doom Patrol. And also Animal Vegetable Mineral Man, but nobody really wants to delve that deep back into the 60s to think about that character, but that's fine. That's fine. All characters, I mean, it's kind of like how DC does, you know, like they have a lot of misfit groups that they like to just put together. And Doom Patrol is one of those groups. And even though it might be off the wall, it might not be everybody's cup of tea, I think that Mr. Nobody keeps the viewer grounded and lets them know that what they're watching is, in fact, ridiculous. So enjoy it. Why so serious, right? All right, so yeah, if you don't have DC Universe, you know, I suggest you take a membership for at least a month, just to get on all these shows that they have available. I will talk about Swamp Thing later into the summer towards the end. I'd also like to cover some of the TV shows and movies that are a little bit older but are still available on DC Universe. It gives me a reason to talk about them. Batman the Animated Series and things like that. So again, thanks for listening. You can find South Arcadia on Twitter and Facebook pretty easily. If you ever have any suggestions for the show, you can always tweet them to me at South Arcadia. Because, I mean, you know, after this summer, Season 2 is going to be kicking off. I won't have, like, a break, really. I'm just gonna punch forward. But, yeah, if you have any ideas, let me know. I will gladly accept them. I already have a few suggestions from listeners, and I'm going to be taking those into account after our summer of superheroes. I think I'm even going to incorporate one or two into the summer of superheroes, which was suggested by you, our listeners. So I appreciate that. It means a lot. Because you never know. I don't look at stats. I don't know if anybody's listening to this. It could just be my sister and my wife or my mom or something. I don't know. I don't know who's listening. But I appreciate it nonetheless. So until next time, thank you, and take it easy.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos. Select styles only.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our best deal of the year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.